This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Frank Stams is joining us at 11, and then we're going to have Chris Rose, our super friend, who is also on the Browns preseason television broadcast all across the strait, just like we are too if you're listening outside of the market. So he is on that Browns preseason television network. Kevin Stefanski, 1:15. And then players, if they pop in like around 11:45, we'll see who's talking and we'll go with the flow on that. We'll use the Menigan rule on whether we take a press conference live or not. That's the power.
I guess that means we're not taking it, huh?
That is the power of Dan Menigan. You know, he is the gatekeeper. Jeff and I would bring you every bit of information of every player that possibly spoke every word at Berea, because that's who we are. We're here to help you. We want to make sure the fans know everything that's going on, what every player is saying, and we want to give you that opportunity. But no, Dan's the gatekeeper, and he decides whether you get to hear it or not. I'm just saying, that's who he is. That's right. Thanks, Dan. Are we doing this again, where you're just doing drops and you're not actually going to speak? Is that we're going down this road again? Is that where we're going? Because I really don't want to go down that road again. I like it better when you speak, regardless of what you have to say.
You know what else was awesome? Your mom.
Yeah, all right. All right, we're done. 216-474-0092. Jeff, let me ask you this. And
okay,
this
Andy.
Is something that I was thinking about yesterday. I thought about it again this morning. What the position of Kevin Stefanski right now, because, you know, we sit here all the time, and we're, you know, I think both you and
he's standing.
No, actually, I think he's sitting right now. I think he's at his desk.
I like
yeah,
that.
I just want you to know. We can debate that if you want to. Kevin Stefanski, you better sitter or stander? Next, 216-474-0092. Jeff, my question about this, though, is Kevin's, like, we have fans that call up and they can't stand Kevin. Like, they despise him. They don't like anything he's doing. They don't feel like he's this or that. And that's the nature of the job. Like, once they say you're the head coach, someone's not going to like you for some reason, and it has nothing to do with you personally. They just don't like you. I think for the majority of Browns fans, they're kind of tolerant of what's going on. They still believe that Kevin has the opportunity to, and I think that they think he's a good offensive mind. He's done good things while he's been here. I mean, coach of the year, whatever. Even if you think that doesn't mean anything, it does. And how Kevin has kind of led this team over the last couple years. I still think great coaches get fired all the time. I think good coaches get fired all the time, and bad coaches get fired all the time. I don't know where Kevin's – when we look back at Kevin when it's all said and done, I don't know how we're going to look back. If he wins a Super Bowl, he will have a statue at Public Square. Just saying. Especially if he makes it one great call in one big playoff game, and it comes back and they're like, Kevin called that play, and he saw it, and that's why. So, you know, you're always a victim of the moment. But we've seen some things that are a little different about the strategy. And I don't know if it's all Kevin, but, you know, they went live in practice and they were tackling to the ground in practice.
Live.
Something we haven't seen since Kevin got here. They changed some things up. Like, you know, they went to the Greenbrier. Okay, I don't know if that's Kevin or if that's Andrew or if that's groupthink or whatever it is. They changed that. We're going to see the starters in this last game. Who knows how long they're going to play, but he's also been reluctant to play guys he thinks are going to be in the starting 22 week one of the season. That's changed. So there are things that have changed. Now, I don't know if this is out of necessity because they were a three-win team last year.
Yeah, they also changed their win total from 11 to 3.
Yeah. And so my question is are we looking at a different Kevin Stefanski right now? And then we'll get to the pressure of it. But I do want your thoughts on where you stand on Kevin Stefanski this morning. 216-474-0092. We start with you, Jeff Phelps.
Why, thank you, Andy. I think Kevin's a good coach. I have for some time. That said, if they win three or four games, I can't imagine that he'd be back. And I would say the same with Andrew Berry. And it's only because of this. Coaches don't survive back-to-back three-win seasons in the National Football League. I mean, it's pretty simple to me. And if he does, then boy, did the organization just give everybody a mulligan for the Deshaun Watson decision. I think it's that simple. I can't imagine the front office, I can't imagine the coaching staff surviving if they win three or four games. But if they do, it's a big mulligan on Deshaun Watson. But I don't think they'll win three or four games. I think they'll do better than that.
There seems to be this feeling that the Browns are going to be better than I think Vegas thinks.
Maybe.
And it's just recently. Because people, they laugh at the organization. They don't think they're going anywhere. They don't laugh at Myles Garrett. And maybe it's just fans that are laughing. And maybe I shouldn't say they all do. But I think Kevin's changed, and I don't know if it's for...
Well, he's got to evolve.
Yeah, evolve. But,
yeah.
But I think the philosophy seems a little different. I think there's a little bit more intensity right now. I think he's tried to project that on his players.
It was the word from the beginning of camp because Joe Bitonio came out and used the word, what, competitive?
Yeah.
Or some variation three or four times the first time he spoke this year. Was it the golf outing?
Yeah. Do you think, though, that they came in soft last year, that they kind of thought that, you know, hey, we were a good team the year before and we can do this again and we know we can. And then all of a sudden, and then I think the other part of it was you were like, okay, this is a year ago. We finally have Deshaun Watson. He's in the spot that we want him to. He appears to be healthy. And this is what we paid for because this is the Deshaun Watson we're going to see for 17 games. And I think there was a sense of confidence in the organization because they thought that was coming. So much so that they said, you know what? We don't even need Joe Flacco here. We're going to say,
well,
see
you later. Well,
they brought
Joe Flacco in, but his name was Jameis.
So, but why? Why wouldn't you have just kept Joe Flacco then? What would the difference have been? Unless Joe wanted to start.
Might have thought Jameis was a better fit with the style of offense they wanted to run last year.
Okay, I'll buy into that. But the other part of it is, too, if I was Joe Flacco, I'd want the opportunity to start. And he got that in Indianapolis. He had the opportunity to start in Indianapolis, and I don't know that he would have had that
and
here.
Then stepped in and then lost that gig.
His opportunity to start was better in Indianapolis than it was here, especially knowing how much money Deshaun was making.
I'd agree with that, but so, I don't think it was a good opportunity either spot.
You said something interesting, and Dan, I think you disagree because we had this conversation before about, I want to say honeymoon period. What did you say about getting a pass on the season? You just said that 2 seconds ago about, you know, could Kevin Stefanski get a pass regardless of record?
It's a mulligan.
Yeah, a mulligan.
A mulligan on Deshaun Watson. If this regime survives another season like they had last year, it's just a franchise-wide mulligan on Deshaun Watson.
Dan, do you agree on that or no? Does Kevin have to win this year to be back?
Boy, framing it that way is rougher.
Does Kevin have to win 3 games to be back?
There you go. Now we're talking.
All right.
Yes. I mean, I think I I have a feeling if you're 3 to 4 wins and this offense looks better and it looks a little more cohesive and your defense doesn't roll over like it kind of did last year, even though they don't want to hear that, like if it all looks it all looks better and it looks like it's heading the right direction, then yes, I think Kevin Stefanski and all of them have a mulligan.
So it just has to be going in the right direction. It doesn't, wins don't matter. It just has to be going in the right direction.
Right. I mean, they have done nothing that screams desperation. They have done nothing this offseason that has screamed desperation to win. If they were desperate to win, they would have been in the Russell Wilson sweepstakes. If they were desperate to win, they would have brought in another one of those veteran quarterbacks who was bouncing around at the tail end of their career. They would have traded for Kirk Cousins. They would have made whatever work have to work if they were desperate to win. Nothing Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski has done has reeked of desperation.
That is correct.
I agree. We haven't seen desperation. So I don't know if the pressure is on him to win. And then when you get into the quarterback situation, I think this is the way we all kind of saw it was going to play out, with the exception of Pickett. Pickett's the only kind of a curveball that I think got thrown into the equation for the way things were going to play out. I do think, and you thought this too, that early on, because Pickett was the first guy they brought in, that Pickett was going to have the best opportunity to start game one. And as you said, in Indianapolis, they name a starter for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
In Cleveland, Joe Flacco has been named the starter for game one.
Yep.
So Dwight's in Houston. Hey, Dwight.
What's up, Dwight?
Hey. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Dwight?
I was calling in about Deion Sanders.
Shador.
Why they just won't trade him or let him go?
Why would you?
Maybe they
could let him go. They're going to do roster cuts. I don't see that happening. They like him. I think we all like him up here.
Sure.
Rookies sometimes have to sit, especially guys that are in the fifth round. So I don't care where he's at. It could be any team. Do you think he's starting for any other team in the NFL?
Well, like I said, he's been mistreated wrong, but he's been good to y'all.
Yeah.
He hasn't been treated wrong.
Wait,
here.
Who said, why? Where has he been treated wrong?
He ain't getting no grip.
By every other NFL team that didn't draft him, that's where he was treated wrong?
No. What, he didn't draft but one team, y'all.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, but every team passed on him.
Four times.
Let him go, and you'll see what team will pick him up. I guarantee you.
Well, why didn't they draft him then? Hey, Dwight, man, don't tell me the Browns have treated him wrong. He started a game already as a rookie. He's a rookie.
Wait a minute. I seen the game last week. Soon I seen the lineup come out play for
he's hurt.
Philadelphia. Wait a minute, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Soon I seen the lineup came out with Philadelphia's game they played last week.
Okay.
The defense the Philadelphia sent out there was third screen and fourth screen defensive linemen.
Just like Carolina was.
Yeah, Carolina ran their first team the first series. That was it.
No.
Yes. Thank you, Dwight. Appreciate it. We're up against the break. Don't tell me the Browns have treated him wrong. They drafted him. They drafted every
team.
They're the
only team that showed him any kind of respect in the draft. They traded up to draft him.
They should trade him. Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to get such a return.
We've really hit the Veruca Salt portion of the program on all of these quarterbacks. There's somebody out there for all of these quarterbacks who is doing nothing more than going, I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Suddenly, these snozzberries taste like, I don't know. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let's take this conversation back where I wanted it was. Kevin Stefanski, your thoughts on him. Baskin and Phelps, 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Anthony will say hi to you if you call that number, and we'll try to get you on the air, especially knowing that we've got some guests coming up here. Frank Stamm's going to join us at 11, Chris Rose at 11:20, and then you'll hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference later today at 1:20, and maybe some players in the 11 o'clock hour as well. We've been talking about Kevin Stefanski a little bit here, and it just I'll be honest, I kind of like the attitude the team has right now, and I like the fact that he has instilled a little bit more intensity into this preseason that we've seen. Now, I know you want to sit here and debate the quarterbacks and what's going on with the quarterbacks, but I think the picture is much bigger than that. And, you know, we've seen some differences. You know, we talked about going live, and we've talked about the ability to use the starters here in the last preseason game. Some things that maybe he's wanted to do, although sometimes you never know. Is it him or is it the front office? But didn't go to Greenbrier this year. Decided to have joint practices with two teams rather than one, trying to up the ante when it comes to intensity. And I like kind of where Kevin's taking this thing right now. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think people think this team's going to win a lot of games this year, but I can tell you this. I think Kevin has changed, and I think Jeff used a better word, evolved. I don't know if it's because he wanted to evolve or because of necessity, because they only won three games last year.
We all evolve, either that or, you know, you don't. And then when you don't, you're in trouble. Hmm. You have to grow.
Do you like this guy? I don't know that he's changed drastically, but do we like this version of Kevin
Stefanski?
Seems
like the same guy to me.
And do you think Kevin has the pressure to win?
He's an NFL coach. There's always pressure.
Yeah, but is there a threshold? Is there a number? He's got to get to four wins. Like Dan said, he just needs to show improvement. Maybe they only win four games, but he shows that this team is knocking on the door.
If this team looks really flat this year or just has nothing going for it, I think they're all in trouble. If you play well and you don't win, I think they have a chance. Again, I think it would be a complete mulligan on the part of the entire organization if the team doesn't win football games, is somewhere around 3, 4, 5 wins, and everybody's back. To me, that would, and maybe it's justified, but I would think that it's a mulligan to the entire organization that, okay, that set us back. We think we have the right people in place, and we're going to allow them to build this. But we took a big swing and a miss, according to your owner.
Yeah.
On a guy who's still on the team, which I'm sure that makes him feel really good.
I agree.
Not that that matters, but whatever.
I agree with Dan. I just think he needs to show improvement. I do think they need to get to they've got to get to 5 or 6 wins. They have to. And the other part of it is I think you need to look at the other side of the schedule and see how the teams they play finish at the end of the year. And if you start looking at all the team, if like, you know, they're losing to playoff teams week in, week out, I think you can weigh that in if you think your team's getting better and you're on the verge of beating these playoff teams. And you know, sometimes you got to lose to win down the road. And I'm not saying that that's the way, you know, it, like, you know, you always say it's hard to beat a team 3 times, right? Hard to beat a team. Why? Because, and I just had a conversation with somebody this morning, that maybe the team that beat you twice just kind of goes into it going, okay, we know how to beat these guys. We're going to beat them. And that team that's lost twice is saying, okay, this is what we have to do to get better, that they're constantly trying to improve, that they're trying to, you know, push themselves to get over the hump because they've got a natural hurdle in the way. I know if you can see some kind of improvement like that, then I think Kevin could be, you know, Kevin's back for another year. But This is just going to be a weird season. I'm sorry, especially now that we've walked into this with, you know, 4-6 quarterbacks, no matter how you want to look at it. Jeff is in North Carolina. Hello, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, going to be a weird season, no doubt. I think, you know, next year, Jansky is there. I did a little research when you had me on hold during the break. The only two coaches in NFL Browns history to win 11 or more games in a regular season, Paul Brown and Kevin Stefanski. The only other Browns coach to get Coach of the Year, and that does matter. It's you know, voted on by your peers. Forrest Gregg in 1976. And since 1999 when we came back, Butch Davis, the only other guy to get us to the playoffs, and Kevin's been there twice in his tenure. So I just hope everybody has a sense and an understanding of how difficult it is to win in the NFL, especially when you do not have a quarterback, and we don't this year.
Jeff, it seems Jeff, it seems that you like Kevin. So let me ask you this. Do you, have you noticed the changes here in camp, and do you think that this team's heading in the right direction with a little bit more of an intense attitude?
Yeah, I don't know that we can know that. I think only the coach knows that, and I do think you have to be different every year. If you have an older team, a more experienced group, you can lay off them a little bit. If you have a younger team, and in this case, I think trying to establish culture around a couple of young quarterbacks and a new player in Pickett, I think you have to be different. I think every year is different. I think every year is a new reset, and only the great coaches have the ability and wisdom to see what their team needs and push the right buttons. And, you know, I think if Coach Stefanski thinks being a little harder on them this fall is what this team needs in 2025, I 100% agree with them.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. Call again, my friend. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Let's go this way. It's, is it Avalon in Cleveland? Avalon? Is that right? Hello, hello?
It's Alvis.
Is it Alvis?
Yeah, Alvis in Cleveland.
I spelled it wrong. All right, Alvis. I'm sorry about that, Alvis. How are you today?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, I just want to say I'm not really feeling Stefanski this year, man. And then all this talk about every rep is earned and it's not given. Like, the two rookie quarterbacks, I don't believe that they've been one of them.
I'm not trying to cut you off, Alvis. Did somebody actually say that? I don't. Jeff, did you hear that? Every rep is earned? I may have missed it. Do you know who said it?
That's what Kevin Stefanski said. He just,
okay.
One of the clips that y'all just played, he said that. I don't think neither one of the quarterbacks got a chance to see what they could do. Truthfully speaking, if it was me, if it were me, I would start one of the quarterbacks, one of the rookie quarterbacks. This is why I say that. One of those quarterbacks is a gem. One of those quarterbacks is a gem. One of those quarterbacks is our franchise quarterback. So, therefore, you start one of those to see where you at. Now, if you hit and one of these quarterbacks is a gem, then you can take your first-round picks, and either you can have someone trade up to get more first-round picks later on down the line, or what I would do is use my first-round picks to build up my offensive line. I would go get a group of young guys from like Alabama, Penn State, Wisconsin, and I will build up my offensive line with my picks, and I will work on my secondary.
So, Alvis, let me make sure I get this straight, because I'm listening to your philosophy. Do you believe that every college quarterback that is drafted should be ready to go when they get to the NFL?
No, I'm not going to say every quarterback, because every quarterback has a different skill set. Every quarterback has been trained different. Every quarterback has been in different systems. Some quarterbacks can pick up on things quicker than others. But my whole thing is, you started Joe Flacco. Okay,
yeah.
He's a veteran. I understand that. He's not getting no reps, really. They feel that he don't need any reps. Okay, now let's go back to the
Well, no, they gave him reps against the first team in these joint practices.
In the joint practice, but what I'm getting at is he's not really getting enough reps for him to be the starting quarterback to lead this team. Because guess what? When we went in the playoffs, they sat him down when they had a little bye in the playoffs. They sat him down for that game he didn't play, and then when he came in and played,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, when he came in and played, guess what he did?
It was rusty.
He threw two pick sixes, and we lost that game. So this is what I'm trying to say, that even though he may know the system or whatever the case may be, he still needs the reps. If you ask me, he still needs the reps. If he's going to be our starting quarterback, he needs the reps, period.
Well, he's supposed to get him on Saturday. Fair point. Good point. I appreciate it, Elvis. Thank you, Elvis. Good job. It's a good phone call. I got time for one more. Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do Lewis Shaker. Hi, Lewis.
What's up, Lewis?
I totally disagree. Totally with the last call. I totally disagree. Okay. For one thing, I have a problem with Stefanski, and I'm going to find out Saturday. Stefanski is too cerebral. I mean, open up the offense. Go downfield. I'm tired of the 10, the 15 yards, dink and dunk. I want to see some Eric Coryell. Do y'all know who Eric Coryell was?
We better. Otherwise, Jeff and I are done. We're done.
I want to see some Eric Coryell go downfield. Now, that last caller.
We don't have Dan Fouts at quarterback,
yeah,
though.
And then you got. Hey, do you know who taught Dan Fouts? You know who taught him how to be a good quarterback? I'm just throwing it out there. You probably don't. Don Reed. He was at Oregon. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so, no, you start Flacco. Let the quarterbacks watch and learn. I mean, the pros is totally different from college. I mean, college, you got an 18-year-old who come in and who bench pressing 185 pounds. You got grown men. You got grown men benching 500 pounds. And I have seen somebody bench 500 pounds. Now, come on now. Let him watch and learn. Bring whoever. I don't care who's starting. I don't care if it's Shador, Gabriel. I want winners. I'm not looking for next year. Oh, yeah, okay, we're going to win four or five games. And I'm not satisfied with that.
Lewis, did you watch that Kenny Pickett video like you said you were going to?
No. You know I don't like Kenny Pickett. You know I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, but you told me you'd watch video. You told me you'd go watch some highlights.
I'm sorry, folks. I lied to you, man. You know I don't like
it. Lewis, if we had something to give away, I'd give you phone call of the week. So far, you'd be the front runner for phone call
for
the week.
Honesty.
Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate you, Lewis. Lewis, I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. We're talking about a rookie maybe getting a chance to learn. Right? Why is it that we got to throw these guys in the fire right away? I think that's the way the Browns are looking at it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here, 92.3. The Fan. Frank Stams joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.